Divergent by Veronica Roth. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
To my mother, who gave me the moment when Beatrice realizes how strong her mother is and wonders how she missed it for so long. Chapter 1. There is one mirror in my house. It is behind a sliding panel in the hallway upstairs. Our faction allows me to stand in front of it on the second day of every third month, the day my mother cuts my hair. I sit on the stool, and my mother stands behind me with the scissors, trimming. The strands fall on the floor in a dull, blonde ring. When she finishes, she pulls my hair away from my face and twists it into a knot. I note how calm she looks and how focused she is. She is well practiced in the art of losing herself. I can't say the same of myself. I sneak a look at my reflection when she isn't paying attention, not for the sake of vanity, but out of curiosity. A lot can happen to a person's appearance in 3 months. In my reflection, I see a narrow face, wide, round eyes, and a long, thin nose. I still look like a little girl, though sometime in the last few months I turned 16. The other factions celebrate birthdays, but we don't. It would be self-indulgent. "There," she says when she pins the knot in place.